on your radio. It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Come on, drop your bags, stay a while.
Why don't you take your coat off and stay a while?
Why don't you stay for a while?
You can stay a little while.
Oh, well, why don't you take off your hat, stay a while.
What are we going to do next?
I know you guys are all pressed for time with the big show, yippee.
Hey, man, everyone's here, time for the show.
There we go, everybody, come on now.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Monday, February 25th. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
A little less snowy, but still snowy. How are you,
Husker
Nick?
Yeah, there's snow out there.
Amazing. How are you?
Good. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Yes, no, we had the blizzard thing that happened, which was a fun thing to drive home in from the men's basketball game on Saturday.
8 inches of snow. Yeah, that was exciting getting out of
here.
Still only took me 24 minutes to get home. From
24?
I walked out at the time that the buzzer buzzed, walked to my truck, got in, drove home, 24 minutes.
Wow.
So I will not
That's
hear
impressive.
This. That was in the middle of a blizzard.
Right.
I will not hear this leaving early crap from games. There's no.
I stuck around and waited until the crowd cleared out, and it still took me 45 minutes to get home.
Well, by the time you left,
it was full on blizzard.
Yeah, you got out of their way if you wait. Because like Robin, my buddy Robin, who covers the team, he left at, I want to say it was about 5 was when he left there after interviewing players and doing all that stuff. He said it took him like 44 minutes to get home.
Yeah,
and he lives right by me over on 31st and Old Cheney, roughly.
Right.
So from there to there, it was a trip.
Yeah.
It was quite the jaunt to get through that thing. And then it's a little bit of a challenge driving around yesterday. But, hey, we got through it. And I love the fact that I kept on seeing so many. We all just kind of jumped out. And everybody, neighborhood-wise, was just helping other people clear out their driveways and
their
sidewalks.
It was a lot
to
clear.
Yeah, it really was.
It was a lot to clear.
And we got more? Is that even a possibility? Or are we done with
that? I hear some snow this week. But I don't know that it's. I don't think we have, like,
it came, well,
8-9 inches of snow again.
Okay, good.
It is.
I think we've had enough of that.
There's some opportunities, but I don't think it's much.
If right I now, looking, Friday, there's a 50% chance of 1 to 3 inches.
Yeah.
And on and off all throughout the week, there's like a 20% chance, so.
The part that makes me sad is if you look at the extended forecast, which who knows on these things, but the month of March, they don't project the temperature to get over 60 degrees, which usually we have a few 60 degree days to start thawing stuff out and everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what was the stupid animal thinking when it crawled out of its hole and looked at its shadow or whatever it
that
did.
That groundhog was drunk.
Like, come on.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Obviously wasn't correctly paying attention.
Unadilla Bill wasn't paying attention.
Come on,
of course,
Bill.
That's a stuffed animal that's not even real.
You get paid to do one thing every year.
I don't think he gets paid.
They pay?
I think
they
so.
They clean up that
he
stuffed animal
lodging,
and bring it out
they?
Every year.
They give him lodging.
Yeah, on a shelf.
Good.
Until the next time he comes
it's
out.
Better than sitting in a closet.
That's true. Yeah, hopefully he's not.
Yeah, over the next 7 days, it's not barely supposed to get over 20.
Okay, so we won't be thawing out anytime soon.
No, there is no thawing weather in this 7-day forecast.
We have a home Husker baseball game coming up in like
that's right,
2 weeks or a week and a half.
The first day of spring is Friday.
Yeah, there's a 50% chance of snow.
Wow.
Golly.
Oh, Nebraska.
Although, if you remember, last year it snowed on Easter.
That's right.
In April, it snowed a lot.
Yeah,
I remember.
So, late rain.
That was maybe 7-8 years ago. We were going to do an Easter egg hunt when I was at a different radio station, and it just snowed, and we're like, all right, guess we're not doing it today.
Yeah, no Easter eggs out there. Just toss them out.
Oh, yeah.
Go find them, kids.
Yeah, the kids. Yeah, we'll get them stuck in the snow. That's a good idea. All right, well, we'll help you thaw out and get your day going. I know that Lincoln Public Schools and Proco Schools are in session today, so we'll do our best to help you get where you need to be. We've got your chance to get out of all of this and go to Florida with another week of the Tortuga Music Festival. Flyaway keywords coming up at 8, 11, 2, and 5, and a lot more on the show.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Like winning your way to see Dierks Bentley live this Saturday. CHI Health Center. So that'll be on the way. And Make It Right Monday at 7:20.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
We're not saying commit a crime, but if you're going to do it, don't be stupid.
Okay.
And this is...
It makes you easier to catch.
Right. That's the thing. So there's a 63-year-old guy from Oregon by the name of Mark Doyle. He was driving through Pennsylvania in a U-Haul last Thursday.
Okay.
And he got pulled over, not for speeding, not for weaving in and out of the lanes. He got pulled over driving 40 in a 70.
Oh, no. I guess that's... What's the minimum?
The minimum, I think, is what? Is it 55?
I don't know.
At least?
I don't know.
Most places?
You can't go more than 5 or 10 under.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Legally. Okay.
So he got pulled over. Cops came up to the window and were kind of... Yeah, you mind if we look at the back of your U-Haul? I'm just kind of concerned about what potentially is going on there.
Yeah.
So they found 500 pounds of pot.
500 pounds?
That's a lot, man.
500 pounds of pot in his U-Haul.
Did you say his name was Galakinokis?
No, his name was Mark Doyle.
Okay, that's a Super Troopers reference, just nice. So you know.
Here's the thing. I cannot even tell you, after working in news for a long time, how often drug busts are because someone didn't signal a lane change,
right.
Had expired plates, were following too close. If you had like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of illegal drugs, wouldn't you just at minimum follow the traffic laws?
It sounds right. Like he was petrified. And he's like just creeping down the highway. What he needed to do was partake a little bit in his own
stuff. Oh, he did. No,
his own stuff.
Although, they found a small amount in the front with
he
him.
He needed to be relaxed. Drive a little faster, buddy.
No, he was too relaxed. He was driving 40 in his seat. He was really relaxed.
Super chill.
Yes. Just freaking out. And he's like, if I just go super slow, maybe no one will notice me and I won't break any. Because he knows what you said. He's like, I don't want to accidentally, you know, get into the other lane without signaling. I don't want to do this stuff. I'm just going to take my time and get down this interstate.
If you are a drug kingpin, shouldn't there be some kind of driver's test that people have to take before they can drive your stuff across the country?
Like run them through like a vetting process?
Yeah, you would think process, if you were going to stake tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars on the ability of one person to move a car from this point to this point without getting stopped for breaking basic traffic laws?
Right.
You would have some kind of a DMV-style system.
He's probably that nephew or cousin that nobody wanted in the family business.
Right,
and they're like,
just
have him drive the stuff. How hard is that?
Right. And apparently it's very difficult. And so therefore, just remember next time if you're going to commit a crime, cruise control. Just set the cruise for just right about the speed limit. You'll be fine.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
On the way, who would have thought this person was going country?
And it's not bad.
We'll get that after the nitty-gritty from Music City. That's coming up 8 minutes away.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty-gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
The title of Luke Bryan's new What Makes You Country is his attempt to tell you what he's about. And in fact, he says it is a statement song to those who say he is not country enough. Quote, you know, you hear if they hear the chorus of that song, quote, I got my dirt road cred when I was 12 on a no-cab tractor hauling hay bales, which I did and still do, and they still want to call me not country. Well, they're just being ignorant. Luke's not going to let his kids go in a different direction either. He goes out of his way to make sure they have the same country experiences. Quote, when I'm doing hunting shows and posting pictures of us, when I've got a 7-year-old that can throw a bait caster halfway across a lake, hook a 7-pound bass, that's me being out there in the country and teaching them how to do that.
Nice.
So take that, people who say Luke Bryan isn't country enough.
We're getting a new little shift here this year in country music.
Yes, we are.
Because now you got Florida Georgia Line doing the same thing. And a lot of these artists that kind of crossed over a little bit, came back, are trying to be...
The bro country is going away and the...
Like classic, hopefully
classic, traditional country,
real country is going to come back around. I'm excited.
However,
that's
when
exciting.
When people would say that Luke Bryan isn't country enough, do you think they were referring to his lifestyle
music?
No,
music. Yeah.
Like he may have missed the point completely.
Yeah. And the tight pants. I'm sure that's something that turns off.
There's a lot of.
I think it was more. I think when people would say that, they meant the music he was releasing, not necessarily what he does on the weekends.
Yeah. I'm going to be interested to see how that kind of shifts in the music this year.
Mm-hmm.
Should be fun.
All right. You can stop holding your breath. Another Backstreet Boy has gone country.
Oh, thank God.
AJ McLean has released his first official country single. It's called Boy and a Man, and it's on his album Long Road, which will be out this spring. Here's a little bit of that. 'Cause you deserve it. Okay, let's be real. If you didn't know that was a Backstreet Boy.
It sounds like a lot of other stuff we play, so like it'll run.
What I was going to say is if you didn't know that was a Backstreet Boy, you would be told that's the new single from about 12 different artists we play on this station.
A lot of different things.
So that could work for AJ.
I could hear that.
So this was news to me. Reba McEntire was supposed to have been in Titanic.
What?
I heard that.
Was going to play Molly Brown, the role that Kathy Bates ended up playing. Reba talked about what happened on a recent Watch What Happens Live. She says, quote, "We were on tour and I had a lot of people on the payroll and we had these 3 months already scheduled to do the movie. And then they got behind on scheduling and said, no, we're going to have to move it to this time. But we couldn't reschedule all the arenas and everything." So nobody knew the movie would be that huge, obviously, right, when she turned it down. But she says it wouldn't have mattered because it was more important to take care of her people. So there you go. I can totally see her doing
Reba,
that.
The unsinkable Molly Brown, Reba McEntire.
I mean, Kathy Bates was pretty amazing, too.
Yeah, she was pretty good, too.
Kathy Bates, not a bad second choice. Finally, Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher are selling their Nashville area mansion that they were living in while their new estate is being built. So this was just like their temporary, how you would rent an apartment while your house is being built.
For sure.
Their temporary home, over 7,000 square feet with 4 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 2.5, or 4.
Mm-hmm.
That says 4 bathrooms, and then it says 2.5 bathrooms. So 6.5 bathrooms? Plus massive closets, a gym, and a game room. They are asking $1.45 million.
Sounds massive. I can see that Mike and Isaiah playing like Marco Polo in that giant house.
That's their version of living with their parents for 3 months. Yes. I like it.
Right? Yes.
That's good. That's
it's funny. Only $1.5 million. Yeah. So I mean, for a celebrity, that's basically a fixer upper.
Right. Yeah.
Celebrities, they're just like us. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for KX96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We celebrate you doing good and other people's too with good things. That's coming around the corner.
Live, local, and laughing. Now it's JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, there we go. So again, a reminder, if you've got a good thing like Bobby Swanson sharing with us, one from a Nebraska Awesome one, we'll get that coming up. But if you've got a good one, put it up on our Facebook or Twitter. Just direct message us. That a good thing, we'll add it to our list every day that we do this.
Okay, so my good thing today actually comes out of the Netherlands. It has already spread to Germany, Israel, Brazil, England, Japan, and Ecuador, and I hope the United States is next.
So
what?
It's spreaded to the Nether regions?
Get it? From the Nether regions.
From the Nether regions.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
So yeah,
other usually that's not a good sign.
No, but today
not
it is.
Not a penicillin.
So anyway,
sorry.
So it's going to be weird now because it's about helping dying people. It's the Ambulance Wish Foundation. And what they do is they have 250 volunteers who are all ambulance workers and various medical professionals who do this on their day off. And what they do is the only thing they do is people who are in their last days and they take them for one last bucket list item. They use these ambulances and the pictures are amazing. People going to zoos and there's lots of casino wishes.
Heck yeah.
Going to see loved ones get married, go to church one last time, go to all these different sporting events and one last bucket list item. And this is like all over Europe now. And I hope the United States picks this up because it's pretty amazing what they do.
Fantastic.
Yep.
That's cool. I like that.
They've done 7,000 wishes in the last 10 years.
Holy moly. Okay, that needs to happen here. Husker Nick, you're good.
I don't do this often, but I got two short ones. One, if you jump on Facebook, there's a photo, or it's actually a weird short video of me and my lovely daughter, Bailey. It's on our Kix Facebook page. It was her first Husker sports event that she's ever been to, and there is something special about being a parent in Nebraska and going to your first sporting event with one of your kids and seeing them light up when the national anthem goes on, when the players come out, when, you know, you get the first boom shakalaka in this case from one JP. So it was a ton of fun, and it was so neat seeing her clapping along and all the fun stuff the kids can do. And also, big shout out to the Husker women's golf team. They are in the opening two rounds of the golf tournament down in Arizona. Those Lady Huskers, they are up by 7 strokes on a field of 16 teams.
Wow.
They're dominating. They got 3 women that are in the top 10.
Nice.
They're kicking some behind. So keep it up, ladies.
Husker
good job.
Love. Love it. My good thing is a Nebraska Awesome one that Bobby Swanson brought to our attention, and you might have spotted him in the Idol commercial during the Oscars if you were paying attention. This is him right here, coming up here in a second. Right here. That's Nick Townsend. He's from Takema, Nebraska.
Awesome.
And he is going to be on American Idol. So if you want to watch, you definitely pay attention. He's going to be on the show when it comes up here On March 3rd is when the premiere of American Idol happens. And Nick, a Nebraska kid who moved out to California, getting his shot at American Idol with in front of Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie and Katy Perry. So look for Nick Townsend to come up on the show.
Not bad for a kid that was born in a town of 1,736.
Pretty good. Uh-huh. Came a, yeah, no kidding. So representing well to Nebraska, and we'll be rooting for him throughout American Idol. So remember the name, Nick Townsend.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Drug lord of the next great comedian. You'll be the judge next with El Champo coming up.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So what's the deal with all these wild animals not in zoos, but in like people's houses and stuff? First, we had the tiger that
right.
was just like what, baling wire and sheet metal that was holding it in place for these two people that were going to go and get stoned in the abandoned house.
What they thought was an abandoned house. Abandoned, except for this tiger.
Except for the tiger.
And now, three guys in Pennsylvania are in trouble, and they they have themselves...
This is so funny.
A big old house full of all kinds of drugs.
Yeah, you know,
as
drug
one
lords.
Does.
Right.
If you're going to be a drug lord, might as well have all sorts of goodies on tap.
Not only did they have that, they had like $5,000 in cash. They also had a 3-foot
long...
Gotta
make change, JP.
Yeah.
You know, if you come in, you can't like get caught.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a professional drug dealer, you can't have someone come up and be like, all I got is a 20 spot, and you just told me that was $18. Right. Like, can't make change, man.
Well, they got all of that and a 3-foot-long American alligator in their kitchen.
Yes! Yes!
I guess, you know what? You're already throwing caution to the wind. You're committing crimes left and right. Why not have an alligator? We're living on the edge here.
You know how this went down? He, like, told one of his stooges, here's the deal. Go buy us a pit bull, because that's what they all have.
Right.
Go get me a pit bull to guard the coke in the back. So here's some money. Go get the pit bull. Guy shows up. No pit bull to be found, but here's a baby alligator. All right. I'm trying to work my way up in this place. I'm going to get an alligator and really show off when I show up.
I love how even the district attorney is taking shots at them. He says, quite frankly, as far as we can tell with these drug dealers, the alligator may have been the brains of the operation.
They actually stole it from the Brandywine Zoo in Delaware.
Wow.
And it's
this is like a movie.
Luckily now, El Champo, as the cops
named him. That's what they call
him.
Oh, the cops
named him El Champo.
Man.
Is now going to be taken to the St. Augustine Alligator Farm and Zoological Park. And
I was really
the cops
praying.
Are the comedians in this. They're taking shots at the alligator's the brains of it. They're calling him El Champo. These cops are enjoying this.
Do you think the cops, like one of them had it under his arm and he called another cop in and he's like, say hello to my little friend. And then he like spins it around and it's El Champo. Yeah.
Oh man, they had to, you know that they took a whole bunch of Snapchat.
Yeah.
Of them
one of them had like a snake called Pablo Escobar.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
That they had in there. That's right. I've been sitting on that for like four days.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
Jokes and awards were to be had at the Oscars last night. We'll get you the best of the best from last night.
We watched them so you didn't have to.
Exactly.
It's the Kix 96.9 morning show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's a wonderful night for Oscar.
Well, we didn't have a host for the Oscars, but it felt like we did for a little bit at the beginning.
Sort of. I mean, once you think about it, after all the controversies and everything, why is there a host?
So they can roast people for the first 10 minutes. It's hilarious.
I mean, other than doing the beginning.
Yeah.
That's all
you
need
for that. You don't need a host.
So they brought out Maya Rudolph, Tina Fey, and Amy Poehler to do that.
And they were hilarious.
Again, we are not your host this year, but if we had hosted, it probably would have gone like this.
I'm Freddie Mercury.
Well, I'm the wife. Buster Scruggs, I hardly know her.
Hey, Chad. That's a good one. Hey, Chadwick Boseman, what kind of plans you got later?
These Spanx are so tight, they've entered my Spider-Verse.
I'm Sam Elliott for Sam Elliott Mustache Wax.
Rome is on Netflix. What's next? My microwave makes a movie.
And don't worry, Bradley. After four kids, I, too, have peed myself at the Grammys.
It's one of the many jokes that those three were fantastic doing on stage to start the show. And then after that, it was pretty much what you'd want from an award show.
Yeah. I will say my very, very, very favorite moment was, strangely enough, the best hair and makeup category. The three winners, Greg Cannon, Kate Bisco, and Patricia Dehaney-LeMay, won for Vice. And this is like what happens for every high school project when you get up to present and you have not prepared and it all goes straight to hell. Because they got, it is being called the most awkward Oscar speech in the history of Oscar speeches. So the guy gets up first and he has the paper. They've written down a paper and he gets there first and he starts to read. And then the other two come up and he looks genuinely surprised that they are there. Oh, you're here. And then apparently there was some kind of plan for who was going to read what, and it just all broke down.
No.
And they looked at each other and kept going, you read this. You got this.
An F.
They said one thing, and then, no, you read this. And then they tried to play them off, and they all just stood there like they had no idea what that meant and kept reading from their paper. That was my favorite moment
of
the Oscars.
That was the worst acceptance speech. One of the best ones was Olivia Colman, who won for The Favorite, because she is everybody just reacting.
Why is she not my
stage.
New best friend?
Right.
My mom and my dad. Well, you know. And my kids are at home and watching. Look. Well, if you're not, then, well, kind of, well done. But I sort of hope you are. This is not going to happen again. And any little girl who's practicing their speech on the telly, you never know. And when I used to work as a cleaner, and I loved that job. I did spend quite a lot of my time imagining this. Oh, please wrap up. Right, okay.
And, she raspberried the wrap-up guy.
Nice!
And she was so British. She kept referring to snogging people.
It was tremendous. That was one of the best moments. My favorite moment, though, was the reuniting of Wayne and Garth up on stage.
I think I'm gonna hurl. Don't hurl, because if you honk, I'll spew. And if you spew, I'll blow chunks. So I shall not hurl.
Good call, good call.
They brought up Bohemian Rhapsody, which ended up winning for Best Actor. Rami Malek did for Bohemian Rhapsody. And I think
Then we just found out this morning, immediately after Rami Malek won Best Actor, he fell off the stage and they had to call the paramedics.
It is amazing how many people have that issue.
Falling off stages.
It's amazing for people who in their entire career they're on stage all the time doing stuff. Now I get it. He just won for Best Actor. He was probably on cloud nine. Not to mention the gift baskets they gave everybody. I think a lot of people were on cloud nine.
You were telling me
because they were
that.
Full
That's
of weed
crazy.
Products.
Okay,
but but man, he's on cloud nine. He walks and just boom. Ambulance! Someone call an ambulance!
He was just fine. The ambulance was a precaution. They checked him out to make sure he was all right. He was fine.
The most impressive thing is it's like what we do when we're near a pool and you got your red Solo cup full of beer and someone pushes you in the water. It's like a natural human reaction to hold your hand up and not spill the beer.
He totally saved the Oscar.
He saved the Oscar!
Oscar never left the stage. Yeah. When you see the picture, the Oscar never left the stage.
That's
like
impressive.
He had the Oscar. He like held it up on the stage even when he's on the ground.
Phenomenal.
That's impressive.
On the stage.
Golly.
Also, good news, Spike Lee won. I couldn't believe Spike Lee had never won Oscar.
It happens all the time where you get an Oscar winner, and it's like, hold on. How many times did Leonardo DiCaprio not win an Oscar?
Right.
How many times has Spike Lee made an amazing movie and not won an Oscar?
Spike Lee's funny line, though, was because his movie lost to Green Book.
Yeah.
Which is a chauffeur race relations movie. The last time he lost was to Driving Miss Daisy, which
Are
is a chauffeur
me?
Race relations movie. And he was like, every
That's
time,
funny.
And he said the line, he was like, every time somebody drives somebody else, I lose.
Well, congrats goes out to the winner. And if you haven't seen some of these, I'd like to see Green Book. Now I want to see The Favorite. I mean, Black Klansman looks very interesting.
I want to see Black Klansman. I haven't seen any of them. I saw Into the Spider-Verse.
You saw Spider-Verse.
It was awesome. I'm so happy that movie won. It was so freaking good.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, we're going to make you a winner with two in a row to get you two for the show for Dierks Bentley. We'll get you details about that.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
You messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
And if you need us to step in and help make it right, we'll do the best we can. Just direct message us on Facebook or Twitter at KX969 with the title Make It Right, and we'll add you to the growing list of people that really would like us to step in and fix issues. And we're hoping to do that for Mark today with his, he did bad by his sister. Let's get into this. All right, so we have a brother needing to make it right by a sister.
Okay.
In today's Make It Right Monday. It's Mark who needs our help with his sister, Julie. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Mark, what'd you do?
About 2 weeks ago, my sister Julie gave me a call and asked if I could watch my nephews and nieces so she and her husband could spend a weekend together.
Well, okay.
And, I said, sure, no problem.
Is this a normal thing that you would watch your kids?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean,
not a super normal thing, but I mean, it's rare that they get time together because there's six of them all together. I mean, they have six kids.
Wow.
So they don't get a lot of time alone. And that's especially why I said yes this particular time. You know,
that is a big favor. Can my six children spend the weekend at your house?
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, I love them. I mean, right. we had an awesome weekend. The problem, though, is one of my kids had pink eye.
Okay.
And I didn't think it was a big deal, so I didn't say anything. I just figured they'd have a fun weekend away from the kids. I wasn't really worried about it. The problem, guys, I'm not even kidding. All six of her kids have either had one or both eyes infected.
Wow.
Her husband's had it two times.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, the worst part of it, maybe of all, one of my nieces must have spread it to her entire dance class. Because they had to call off performances this week because too many kids are sick in her dance class.
No,
I mean part of me wants to. There is definitely something funny about it, but I mean, I feel terrible. I don't even know how many days off she and her husband have taken, how much it's cost them, and medical bills, and all of that.
So I have two thoughts here. One, yes, you absolutely should have told them, but kids get exposed to stuff all the time. And most of the time, it's like at the grocery store. You don't know who touched the thing before you touch the thing, or right. They get exposed at school. And so, I don't know. If it was me, probably I would still have let you babysit. I mean, especially if you knew they had pink eye, I assume you go to the doctor, you get the drops, and right. You should have told her, but you still did her a huge favor, and yeah, I don't know. Weekend, there was no ill intent here.
I didn't want to stress her out. I mean, I wanted her to have her weekend away. I didn't want to just drop this on her, you know, at the last minute or what have you. I feel awful. I just wish I feel like I should have given her the option and at least let her know what was going on. That's the thing. It's, you know, the guilt is kind of eating me out.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, obviously your heart was in the right place.
Right. Well, what we'll do, Mark, is we'll call your sister. You've given us her phone number, and we have permission to give her a call. We will get her on the phone, and you can let her know what you did, and then we'll try to make it right, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So we will get a hold of Julie. How would you react if your sibling called up with, I'm the one who gave everybody in your family pink eye.
I don't know. It happens.
Yeah, I'd be super mad.
You'd be mad.
I would. I would. Especially how many kids did they say that?
Six.
Six? I wonder how much money she had to spend on oh my God. I wonder how much money she spent on like the antibiotics and the different going to the doctor.
Nah, we just did that. It's $10 a bottle and it lasts for two or three kids.
Oh boy.
I love how you're on the
there.
That's
not a big deal.
He watched her six children.
Oh,
nobody watches my children over a night. No one has been volunteered to do
irate.
That.
Decently irate.
With the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
How would you react if we called you with this? You can let us know 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. We'll try to get a hold of Julie next, and it's brought to you by Certified Trans.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
You messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
So Mark needs us to make it right by his sister, Julie. Because he was doing her a favor so she and her husband could have a weekend out. He took her six kids and kept them at his house. Unfortunately, his child had pink eye, and then everyone got pink eye. And Julie's pretty upset about it. So Mark wanted us to call her and see if we can help make it right.
Hello?
Hi, Julie?
Yes, Julie.
Hi, it's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm okay, thanks. what's this about?
You sound very confused.
I mean, people usually are when we
tell
them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we actually need to talk to you on behalf of somebody who feels they have inadvertently done you wrong and would like to make it better. So, first off, God bless you for having six kids.
And
we understand that you and your husband actually got to spend a weekend away recently, which is no small feat with that many children. And that your kids stayed with your brother, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, why? Why do you say it like that?
I mean, that don't even get me started.
Why?
I mean, I've been living in hell because of him. Hell. I can't even explain to you how tortured my life has been. I would never, ever take back. I mean, I would rather spend every weekend the rest of my life with my kids than deal with what I've been dealing with the last few weeks.
What have you been dealing with?
What the heck? What?
I mean, my entire family has had pink eye. My entire family. It has been literally nonstop. Just when I'm like, everyone's okay, another one is like, Mommy, my eyes feel weird. I mean, it's literally been a disaster.
And
disaster.
You're pretty sure they got it at Mark's
house.
You
hold your brother responsible for this?
I'm 100% sure that they got it at his house. Like, yes.
Well,
yeah.
Your brother wants to talk to you about that. He
right.
called us, and he's on the phone. So, Mark, there we have
hey.
It.
Hey, Julie. I mean, listen, I wanted to come clean about this. I know you've had your suspicions. I should have said something. I mean, it's why we're on the radio.
Yeah, you think?
I mean, Jimmy did have pink eye. And listen, I didn't want to mess up your weekend, you know? I wanted you to be able to get away. You rarely get to get away without the kids. I didn't want to say anything. I really didn't think it would be a big deal. I mean, obviously, I had no idea it would affect you guys as much as
it has. I mean, come on. Are you shitting me? You have kids. You know how crazy it is? You should have told me. Like, literally, it's been a nightmare. Do you know the hell I've been in? Like, it's seriously, I mean, I...
Julie!
I can't remember the last time I slept. It's been a disaster.
Julie, listen, I mean, I feel terrible about it. I mean, I really do. I mean, I'm coming here.
Like, do you?
I'm coming here on the radio to. I'm trying to apologize to you.
He's
you know?
Practically it's, shaming I mean, himself on the radio. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like his heart was in the right place. He watched your six kids for the weekend, and he just felt bad and didn't want to mess it up for you.
Yeah, but like he wasn't thinking. He should have told me. Like, I mean, obviously, six kids. At least one of them is going to get pink eye, and like the fact that all of them. I don't know what they were doing over there, but they've all gotten it, and most of them got it like really quickly after getting back from his house. It's obvious that's where they got it. It's been hell. You know, my daughter Chloe, I'm like banned from going to her dance recitals anymore. Like her entire class, they had to cancel their dance recital because every single kid in the class got pink eye. And now they're like, your family's like doesn't have it together. You're banned from, like, it's a disaster. Like, he's like ruined my life. Like, I can't. Everyone's mad at me. My six kids, do you know how many other kids my kids have spread it to? It's like he started a freaking epidemic because he didn't, like, tell me that his one dumb kid had pink eye.
Okay, he didn't know she had super duper pink eye. Yeah. I mean,
it's like she's a carrier monkey.
I mean, I can see where he was trying to help. He made a bad call on not letting you know, but he was trying to help you.
What else would you have done? I mean, would you? I mean, if I had,
I would have brought
you.
My kids over, dummy. I would have been like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, but
like,
you would have had to cancel your whole weekend.
With everything that I've dealt with, seriously, I would do it. I would have canceled the weekend. Like, it's literally been a nightmare. A nightmare.
Okay.
Like, I'm living in hell. I've been having nightmares. Nightmares.
You are leaning in.
Giant eyeballs at night. Like,
okay.
It's like, all I'm doing is dealing with these kids and their eyes every single day.
All right. Well, Julie, this is a Make It Right Monday. Mark wanted to come clean, and we get you being upset with him. And it's a horrible situation to be put in with all of this pink eye going around. We want to try to make it right a little bit. We have a Monster Jam coming up at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, and I know that's an expensive ticket, especially with just a couple kids, let alone six. But we'd like to give you and your entire family a chance to go out to Monster Jam on us as kind of an apology for Mark.
On behalf of Mark, yeah.
Okay, that's actually really nice. That does sound, I think my kids would actually love that.
Okay.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. That's very sweet of you.
So,
I don't think you should hold this against Mark forever. He was trying.
Right.
He made a bad call in not telling you, but it sounds like his heart was definitely in the right place, and he really wanted you and your husband to have a weekend away, and he watched six kids.
I mean, I am sorry. I mean, I'm truly sorry. If I had it to do over again, I mean, I had no idea it was going to affect you guys as much as it has. I mean, I mean, who could have predicted that? I mean, I really had no idea. I mean, I'm so sorry. And listen, Monster Jam ticks, that's awesome. I want to go one further. Next time mother comes into town, mom comes into town, I'll let her stay with us. Okay. I mean,
I feel like there's a whole backstory there, but that's very nice.
All right.
That's a whole other.
Wow. All right.
Believe me. But she'll stay with us. I mean, you know how big of a pain she is.
He'll fall on that sword for you.
All right. The least I can do. That does sound pretty awesome.
All right. Well, there you go, Mark. Hopefully we've made it right by Julie. Hopefully you feel a little bit better, Mark.
I do. I appreciate it, guys. Absolutely. And Julie, I'm really, really sorry.
It's okay. I appreciate you making an effort to make it right. So thank you.
All right.
Lauren, you sent my sister-in-law, who's a pediatrician, into a tizzy earlier.
Why?
When you said, it's just $10 and drops in three different kids' eyes. She's like, that's why it spreads. Don't do
that's
that.
That's what my pediatrician told me to do.
Oh, God.
He said, no, because you don't touch it to their eyes. He said, if you still have it left over and one of the other ones, get use the other half of the bottle.
Oh, no.
That's
you don't
awesome.
Touch it to their eyes.
It doesn't just take
it's,
that.
You drip it right in, right?
I know you don't put it on their eye, but your hands hold down the eye and drip it in, and you hold the bottle. And
don't you wash them? Well, nobody else got it.
Drop it.
Don't touch it!
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
Apparently, don't wear a mask in Louisiana unless it's Halloween or Mardi Gras.
Why?
Well, a man in Sulphur, Louisiana, was wearing a gorilla suit recently, and he
why?
Broke. he had this gorilla suit and apparently some meth.
Oh.
You know,
he was distracting from the meth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted what was notable about him to be the gorilla suit he was wearing, not the meth he was carrying.
Right.
I can understand that.
So he broke into somebody's house and hid under the mattress before being arrested by officers.
That was
a lot here.
Yeah.
Could you imagine coming home and finding somebody dressed in a gorilla suit hiding under your bed? Like, that somehow is more frightening than just a person.
Right.
Oh,
like, the
yes.
fact that they're in a gorilla suit.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, Jeremy Moran is his name, or Jeremy Moron, we could call him that, too. Walked through the yards in this neighborhood in costume and received, there were several calls about a suspicious person looking into homes, and he ran into one of the homes when he saw cops approaching and was jailed on charges including resisting an officer, unauthorized entry, meth possession, and wearing a mask, which apparently you can be sent to 3 years in prison at most in the state of Louisiana.
Well, sounds scary.
For wearing a mask.
That's because usually if you need to cover your face fully in public, you're about to commit a crime or something.
By the way, could you imagine being someone in this neighborhood? And you're like sitting in your front room watching TV. And you know how when you have the window to the left or right and it's out of the corner of your eye, you're like, I just see a gorilla walk through my yard. Honey, I think I just saw a honey, stop it. Stop it. There was no gorilla that went through our yard. I might call somebody.
I was once driving home from work. So this is 9:30 in the morning on North 48th Street up by like Union College. And this, now granted, I forgot. This was like the week before Halloween.
Yeah.
But not Halloween. And there was a person in a full gorilla suit just strolling down the street. And I definitely assumed they were about to commit a crime.
Right.
Like, what? I could not come up with any other reason. Then I remembered it was almost Halloween. Why someone would just be strolling down the street in a full gorilla suit.
Just walking around.
You're definitely about to knock off that liquor store or something.
That's scarier than the dude who apparently was walking wearing just a bikini bottoms the other day on Friday.
Oh, running. Also on 48th Street, the jogger.
48th Street. You got to, you know.
So which is scarier, the gorilla or the guy in the Speedo?
Gorilla. I think the gorilla.
You can always go gorilla.
Unless that guy's hiding under my bed. Now I might add on the guy is more scarier than the gorilla.
The guy without pants just made it even easier to recognize him. He's not going to commit a crime.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Real quick, we've had lots of reports of accidents and delays. So like 27th and O all the way backed up to Vine because of a semi that can't get up the hill. 84th and Layton all the way to the Walmart. There's a semi on one side and a car on the other side. So lots of delays. Just drive safe. We'll get you out of this. And to the beach in Florida coming up next with the Tortuga Word of the Hour.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Giving you a chance while you're sitting in the parking lot that is Lincoln and the surrounding areas. Although, Beatrice, when I was down there yesterday for the play, their streets are great. They did an awesome job getting it done.
I just got a text from Simba, good guy who listens to the show, Matt. Awesome dude. He said that at 14th between Yankee Hill and Old Cheney, it took 35 minutes to get through that intersection.
Oh, wow.
35 minutes.
Yikes.
So
we thought we'd give you the first chance since most of you are sitting like in a parking lot on your way to work, but not really a parking lot. You're on just a street.
Uh-huh.
The chance to win your way to see Dierks Bentley live. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Ursula.
Ursula, are you stuck in traffic somewhere?
I am.
Okay.
I think, can make it a lot better right now.
Yes, yes, very much so.
Would you like to come party with us at Dierks Bentley and John party on Saturday?
Oh, that would be so awesome.
You got the hookup, lady.
Oh, great. Great.
We're going to be down at DJ's Dugout hanging out. You got to come have a brew with JP and I.
Oh, more than likely.
All right.
Nice. We'll take that. Yeah, so we'll be at DJ's Dugout for our big pre-party for Dierks Bentley. Again, this location is perfect because it's like right across the street. Caddy Corner.
Simple little walk
Health
right
Center.
There.
Yeah.
We'll be up on, there's a stage thing up there, and any opportunity JP and I can have to get off this thing and walk out and talk to people. So please come get us and pull us down and bring us to your table and let us BS with your friends.
And I'm going to go one
hang out
because I know that I'm going to help out and everything I can while I'm there. But what is it? Well, a wine person that's like an expert on wine and they tell you.
A sommelier?
Sommelier. I'm going to be your ketchup sommelier.
Do they have many ketchups?
Well, I'm just saying I will be more than willing to be your ketchup delivery guy, if you will.
Oh.
I'll come down.
That's not what a sommelier is.
That's not what that is. They don't deliver wine, I don't think.
That would be a waiter.
Well, I would taste test all the ketchups. If you need me to come put my tongue in your ketchup, I will. But I'm just like, I would be more than willing to help you get ketchup because I know the staff is going to be super busy.
I believe they call that a waiter, JP.
How
did JP make the phrase, I'll put my tongue in your ketchup if you need me to? How did you make that more dirty than it already is?
I was going to say, that's a really gross thing to say, you made it even worse.
I'll get you ketchup for your fries and your burger and stuff. So if you need help. Just flag me down. But that's one other service we can give you. But we'll also have
your chance
to win.
You're going to scare away our listeners if everyone you're meeting, you're like, hey, can I put my tongue in your ketchup?
We'll also give you a chance to win backstage passes and upgrade your seats.
Which really, at that point, you'll want just to get away from JP. That will be less important than meeting Dierks Bentley. Okay. I just want to leave here now.
Why does
he
keep smiling
doing weird
at
things
us,
with ketchup?
And his eyes are really wide open while he's asking me about sticking his tongue in my ketchup, whatever that means.
Hold on. God. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
That'll make an appearance on Friday, I'm sure.
Probably would.
Just a heads up.
So Dierks Bentley, two in a row, going to get you two for the show. Whenever you hear it during the day, just be listening, call in, and win your tickets. Otherwise, online as well at kzkx.com. But as you... I don't know what it is. one big thing is the man, Dierks Bentley. He is going to be here on Saturday, the CHI Health Center, and we have got a load of tickets to give to you to go to said show.
Yes, we do. It will help you get through what has turned out to be the worst commute ever for most people, it turns out. So looking forward to Saturday, and a concert would be a good thing, I think.
Right, and I'm sure the streets will be cleared by then.
I mean, I'm not. I don't know that you can bank on that. You well, can hope.
Yeah. We'll give you some hope that there is a light at the end of the tunnel by giving you Dierks Bentley tickets. Multiple chances to win each day. What you're listening for is back-to-back Dierks Bentley songs. So you hear one Dierks Bentley song, and then you hear another one. That's when you want to call in. When you hear the second one, be call number 9, and you'll instantly win a pair of tickets.
Two in a row, two for the show.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And you can also sign up online at kzkx.com. And then we've already looked at the weather forecast for Saturday. It's going to be really cold. So it's going to be really nice to be right, like legit, catty-cornered to the entry to the CHI Health Center, because we're going to be at DJ's Dugout starting at 4 o'clock with our big pre-party there. And have your chance of backstage passes, upgrades and seats, and a whole lot more at DJ's. And stay warm mm-hmm. for a couple hours. Get all ready to go, primed up for the show, and then walk right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be that easy. So listen to it or two for the show all week long from Dierks. And more details at kzkx.com.